Well, hello and welcome to the next podcast episode. As you might have experienced and found out by yourself by now, or if you're just new to this podcast, I'm going to tell you again, the podcasts that I'm doing and the videos that I'm doing are somewhat different to what you usually see on YouTube or listen to in podcasts. As I, you know, there's this big movement of you need to be faster, 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 and faster. And don't get me wrong, I really like speed. I like being fast. And sometimes I'm annoyed by having to be fast. Sometimes I'm annoyed by needing to hurry. Course, I don't like pressure or being put into pressure. But then on the other hand, this podcast, for example, I don't want it to be super fast. I don't want it to be... For example, I have an editor for this podcast, and the first excerpt she sent to me, it had a lot of cuts. Like all the breaks that I'm doing and that I'm taking were, like most of them, were cut out, which is quite logical to do if you look at what YouTube tells you to do if you want to have a lot of viewers and what... You could learn if you listen to the most successful podcasts. They're all fast and straight to the point. But this is what I think, for example, what most of them are not. They are not straight to the point. They use words that don't have any meaning most often. Or oftentimes, they use sentences and gestures that doesn't have meaning. And this is where I think it is actually not faster. Because I believe it is about taking the time to find the right words and taking the time to reflect and doing the right things at the right time. So what you could do is when you're listening to this podcast and you hear that I'm taking a break, and speaking, instead of being annoyed, asking yourself, when's he gonna say the next thing? You could just breathe. You could let what was being said sink in. You could let your brain work on the things that I'm saying. As I think, this will give you the time to improve, to become faster, and it will give you the space to be nourished. I think for us to be able to have a great performance and to keep up this performance for a long time, we need to have clarity about what it is that nourishes us. And what happens quite often is that the nourishment we take in, we don't chew it. When I eat something, I'm stressed, I chew for 3-4 times, and I swallow it down. Then afterwards, I'm feeling super tired, super slow, super heavy, because all the food that is in my stomach needs to be digested now from the stomach, and it is not prepared properly. That's the same thing with information and with feelings. Before I, for example, have learned this, when I was working with my mentor, I learned this. But before I learned this, I had oftentimes situations when I thought, okay, I need to be quick. I need to do the next thing. I need to do the next thing, and on and on and on and on. Now, after I did the first 100,000, the first time after I did a weekend event for my company, where we sold a product, and we did a revenue of around 300 or 400,000 euros in one day. My thought was not, at least not for such a long time, how cool, I'm so proud. I mean, I had this thought for maybe 5 minutes. I was celebrating with our team. And then, of course, the next thought came up and it was, okay, what am I going to do next? How can we make even more the next time? How can we, not being nourished by the experience that I just created, not letting myself be nourished by the people that were celebrating with me, by the feelings that we were having, just functioning, just being there. So that is something that I don't want for myself. No, I want to be successful, do what I love, and feel like that I'm not, that I don't have to stress myself that much. And maybe this right here can give you the allowance, this podcast, this listening to me, interacting with me in your brain, can give you the space to relax, digest, and be nourished without having the need to do something else now, or without running away and just listening to it for 2 minutes and then go straight into something else. No. With this intention of, I'm going to listen to it, I'm going to watch it, and it's just going to be me listening to it. And it's just going to be me feeling. And it's just going to be me being present in the moment. Which can be difficult when you just come from your daily life, of course. As you might have thousands of thoughts in your head. You might have the thoughts of, okay, but I want to do this, and oh, I want to write this down, or I need to do this, or I needed to talk to them, or I needed to call her, or I needed to watch this, and I need, oh, no. And maybe here you can give yourself the space to accept that there's nothing better that you could do in this moment than just being here. taking the time to feel. Or, and taking the time to be. Not having to do anything else, but just listening to my voice or watching the video. And this is the idea behind this podcast. That I want to give you the space to be touched, and that I want to give you a safe space where you can reflect on what I'm saying. As sometimes or oftentimes when we're in the stress of the day-to-day business, we tend to forget what we actually want. We tend to forget what we're doing it for. We tend to forget who we are authentically. Boy, I tell you, I'm so good in boy or girl, man or woman. I'm so good in adapting to others that it's super important for me that I set away time to feel what is it that really touches me, what is it that I'm doing it for. And it's actually crazy, as what I do is actually something that I love to do. I love to record this podcast. I love to be in the relationship that I am in. I love to work with the clients that I'm working. I'm getting a little slower here because I think love is the wrong word. I don't and love every moment. I don't love everything. But it's this a general direction that I'm going in. It's something that I feel senseful, that gives me the space to grow, that gives me a direction, that gives me fulfilling, as I can share with others what I learned, as I can help others to grow as well, as I can fulfill my need of being obsessed with working with myself on myself. So it is pretty easy to just say it's just love. But it's something that is underlying it, that's always there. You know, it's as if, like, if I would record, for example, a video, it would give me fun. Even if this video was about something completely else than what I'm doing here. If I would just do recording a poem or doing any video show, I don't know. It would give me fun. But as it doesn't have this deeper sense and deeper connection, it is somehow missing this feeling of love underneath it, which carries me when I do something like this. So, and now it gets important for me. What it is that I actually wanted to tell you is that I oftentimes forget why I'm doing it, what it is that I really want to do, and who I am in it. Because what I like so much about, for example, recording this podcast is not only that I can help people, but it's, as I said, this that I am working with myself on myself, which is the constant necessity for me to prove to myself that I can be more authentic, that I am authentic. And this is something that is super relieving for me, to me, and it is super important, as sometimes I'm at a point where I forget who I am authentically. Maybe you can relate to this, where you have situations where you adapt, where you can adapt to other people, where you can adapt to other situations. And then once you're out of this situation, in the situation, you can tell yourself, what you're doing is so cool and you really want to do it and it's so good. And once you get out of it and you look at it from another perspective, you suddenly see, what the fuck? I didn't want to do that, but you did it. I didn't want to talk like that, but you did. I didn't want to kiss him, her, but you did. I didn't want to have sex with this person, but you did. I didn't want to listen to this kind of music, but you did. I didn't want to play this kind of instrument, but you did. Yeah? And then it's this feeling of, wow, how was that even possible? How is that even possible that, that I'm somebody completely else, completely different than in this other situation? Somebody with seemingly completely different taste. Somebody with a completely different feeling. Somebody with a completely different view on this world. So what we do is we try to connect on certain vibrations with other people or in different situations. And as different situations have different feelings and different people have different tastes, it could be important for us to vibrate on a different frequency to get on one frequency with this person. Or this person. And we can somehow like things we wouldn't like when we were on another frequency. And we can eat things that we wouldn't want to eat, or that we could become allergic to some things that we were never allergic before to, we could get a totally different taste in music, in food, in clothing than we had before. So, and this is when I then tend to get lost. As for me, for example, when I'm in kind of this experience, I don't see that this is still as well a part of me. No, I just see that this is something completely different from me. I see that this is something that I only do because of those persons. I see this as something that I only do because of those situations. And not in something that I really want to do. So what I do then is I tend to get aggressive or frustrated because I believe that I'm doing this only for somebody else than me. Okay. I'm adapting to a certain role. I'm adapting to my husband. I'm adapting to my wife. I'm adapting to my boss. I'm adapting to my clients. So, as my client, or my wife, husband, boss, come from their own world, they can deal with a certain part of us. Maybe with a part that is only this small compared to the rest that is as well something that forms us. Well, so what we do is we bring only this small part to this relationship, to this situation, to this boss, to this employee, to this client, as the rest would be way too much for them. As they wouldn't be able to deal with our needs. They wouldn't be able to deal with our different taste. They wouldn't be able to deal with our different clothings. Maybe they would condemn it. Maybe they would judge it. So it would take away a lot of enjoyment, joy for us, because maybe they wouldn't be able to participate in it, or they said, like, oh, that's no fun what you're doing, or that's not great what you're doing. And why are you listening to this music? Or why do you want to have sex with other people? Or why do you want to go play for another football club? So, yeah, but you have this coach. Or you have this partner. And they want you for this small part. You switch off all the other things. Because you want to keep this relationship up. You want to keep this situation that is going alive. You don't want to kill it. You don't want to kill the buzz, the vibe. You want to persist. You want to prove that you can adapt. You want to prove that you pay the price for this relationship. You want to prove that you pay the price for being in this football club. You want to prove that you want to pay the price for working with those clients. And this is when we sometimes forget that maybe we are even more at this small part. And this is when we sometimes don't see why we get so frustrated in the current situation. Because we hide so much from us that we constantly reject ourselves. And the self-rejection is pain. It's no fun. No, it's actually a lot of painful experiences for your heart. But we want to make the money, we want to have the clients, we want to give a great speech, we want to get the applause, we want to have the great sex, we want to have some sex. What do I need to do that she was finally going to have the sex, going to have sex with me? Or he. What I want to do is to give you a perspective on that there's even more that is part of you than only this me adapting to certain roles. And this even more is, as I believe, the answer to how we can have a better performance, how we can be more fulfilled, and how we can be less frustrated. How we can be more satisfied in our love and life. How we can feel more love. Me, for example, I can see that I adapt a lot because I have this deep longing for belonging. I want to be part of something. And, for example, the people around me, they even accept me in ways that I believe they don't. So now here it gets tricky. So what I do is I live certain roles with my partner. So, and what I do is then is I, for example, tend to see, okay, my partner is not only my partner anymore, but she is as well somebody else that I lived an experience with in my past life. Could be my mother, could be a teacher, could be a lover, could be something else. And if this kind of experience hasn't been fulfilled, and we're still searching for kind of answer, we might adapt to this role that we see in this person. It's not that even, we don't even see this person. No, we use this person for a certain role. She just needs to say some words, he or she just needs to look in some ways. And then it's already enough that we put them into this position so we can live this experience with them. Wanting to find out why our parents didn't feel the love that we thought was or is something that we want for our relationship. Or finding out why our parents never felt free in their relationship. Or what else? You can maybe you can just let your brain work some things out. So and then we arrive at a point, or I arrive at a point where I believe they want me to behave in a certain way, which actually they don't. But they, in my out of my view, are not only them, they're somebody completely else. And now, I don't want to belong to this person, but to somebody else from my past. That's where it gets a little confusing, I know, but just bear with me a second. And then what I tend to do sometimes is that I believe, okay, I can't listen to my needs. I can't listen to what I want because he or she doesn't want it. Whereas actually they wouldn't care. They'd say, well, that's fine, you could do it. I don't care, I like it when you have so much clarity. Oh, I like it when you have sex with others. I like it when you do this. I like it when you do that. Whereas us, we don't even listen to that. We just see something completely different. We hear that, but when we want to live in a certain experience, or when we want to see something in them, the things that we actually hear are, yeah, I mean, he says it, but he actually doesn't like it. I mean, she says it, but she actually doesn't want it. It's just because of... So. And that's why I think it is super important to every time take this step back to get out of this role play and to maybe understand more what kind of roles and role-playing are you playing, role-play are you playing, and understand what is it that you actually want. What is it that you actually need? Okay, and then it's what else can be helpful is you there. All those thoughts, all those different perspectives, yeah, we can from which we can look at our relationships at ourselves and so on. It sometimes can be just super annoying and stressy. And sometimes it's just easier to just do the things that we feel are good, that we feel could be the next step. That we feel, where we feel safe, good, happy, horny, or whatever it is. And then we just go for it. Okay. This is what I learned, or how I learned to see the world. It's this, something can be in a certain way, but then again, not. And it can be super important to listen to all of this, and then again, it can be just feel good, can be feeling good if we just listen to your heart. If you're just bold, if you just do something. So in the end, it doesn't really matter what we do. And then again, yes, it does. So, as this makes it pretty clear, or has made it pretty clear to myself, that there is no certain, only one answer, that sometimes it's just good to take the right steps that we feel are right and listen to our heart. And sometimes it can be good to switch it off and to do the complete opposite. And then again, this could as well be our heart. What I want to say is, give yourself some time to relax, to feel, to arrive in whatever you're living in this moment. I wish you a beautiful day. I'm thankful that you are listening to this podcast. See and or hear you next time. Bye-bye.